Welcome to Conversations. I'm your host, Doug Doon, and joining me today is Julie Wendell, the Chief Mission Delivery Officer of the Girl Scouts of Western Washington. Julie, thank you so much for taking the time to have this conversation.
Yeah, thanks, Doug. Thanks for having me.
So Girl Scout cookie season is upon us, and I think that's when we all, you know, generally think of the Girl Scouts. We go to the grocery store, there's someone out front, and then we just bought all this stuff, and on our way out, we're like, okay, I guess I need cookies too. So as long as we're talking about Girl Scouts, tell me a little bit about the Girl Scouts and your Girl Scouts Western Washington. So how are you helping these girls? Like, are you helping them prepare for adulthood? Are you teaching them valuable? What is the goal of the Girl Scouts?
Yeah, thanks for asking that question. So we as an organization serve in Western Washington about 15,000 young people. And we really see ourselves as an incubator for developing future leaders and change makers who are committed to making the world a better place. And the cookie program is just one of the ways we do that. They learn entrepreneurial skills and also customer service and having that, you know, front-facing interaction at the grocery store with their customers.
Well, we actually had a Girl Scout come into our studios last year and go on air. And then I'm pretty sure she made a killing. I think I bought like 10 boxes myself from her and everyone else. And then not only that, but all the people that were listening. So whatever skills you taught her were amazing because she cleaned up last year. So outside of the cookie program, what other things do you guys do with the Girl Scouts to teach them these leadership skills?
Yeah, so we have programs that we run all year round, and they range from opportunities in STEM, life skills, outdoor skills, and then we have a really robust summer program where we run overnight camps and day camps, and we also have an incredible team of volunteers who run camps for us in the summer, and then our volunteers are also running programs for us year round as well. So it's really, you know, that girl-led experience. So we try to find the opportunities based on what our Girl Scout youth are telling us they want to see and do in the world.
Nice. And then, of course, so the cookie program's happening. So, I mean, you kind of mentioned it, like entrepreneurship skills. What do you expect for them to learn, and what skills do they come away with from this?
Yeah, you know, I think that one of the main things is confidence, you know, confidence in themselves that, you know, they'll set a goal and they'll reach that goal. They'll also build confidence because they're interacting with people that maybe they've never interacted with before. And so they know how to fire up that conversation with that person that walks up to their table. They know how to be direct and, you know, make eye contact and make that ask. And so we really do feel like our mission of building girls of courage, confidence, and character rings true in the cookie sale, most especially.
So cookie sales come, cookie sales go, you've made money. Where does that money go, and how does that help with the Girl Scout programs?
Yeah. So in the same vein of being girl led, they will set goals and then they'll use their cookie proceeds is what we call them to fund opportunities. So maybe their troop is going to do a trip to the zoo or a trip to Europe if they're an older Girl Scout, or they can also use it to pay for some of the programs that we host here and also to pay for their camp experiences during the summer.
I wasn't exactly the world's greatest Boy Scout or whatever. I was a Cub Scout and for 1 year, and then a Boy Scout for 1 year. And then my dad was like, do you want to keep doing this? I'm like, I don't think I want to. I wasn't good at it. But the one thing that I remember very specifically was giving back to the community, helping out in the community. I remember we drove around picking up Christmas trees after Christmas and helping get rid of those. How do the Girl Scouts give back to the community, and what different programs are you utilizing that for?
That's another great question. So oftentimes our Girl Scout cookie sellers will identify an organization that maybe they want to provide a service to. And so they can use their cookie funds to do that. They can also, you can also purchase cookies that go directly to our armed forces. And so that's another way where if you aren't a cookie eater, you can still buy cookies and we will send them to the troops overseas. So there's many ways, and it's an opportunity for our Girl Scouts to find something that they're passionate about and give back in that way, whether it's through through actual cookie boxes or through funds from their cookie sale.
So I'm guessing that all the money raised is pretty integral to the Girl Scout experience, the cookie program. It feels like from an outside observer that this is the most important fundraiser of the year. So if somebody listening right now is not in like a metropolitan area where they're going to see a lot of Girl Scouts, how do they support? Can they still get cookies or can they just make a direct donation?
They can make a direct donation, absolutely. But we also have what we call a cookie connector. Mm-hmm. And so you can use that cookie connector to order cookies online. And those can either be direct shipped to your door, or you can coordinate with a Girl Scout that may live in your area. And like I said, we have 15,000 Girl Scouts here across Western Washington in our rural and our most populated areas. And so if there is a Girl Scout in the neighborhood and they are part of that cookie connector site, you can get matched up with them and they can deliver those cookies right to you.
And so outside of that, are there any other ways to help achieve your goals with the Girl Scouts? I mean, obviously purchasing cookies. Is there anything else other people can do? Can they donate their time? Can they donate money? Are there things that people wouldn't think of that you might need?
Absolutely. Yeah, we are always looking for volunteers and individuals who want to give their time, their talent, or their treasure. We have a donate now button right on our website. And then we're always looking for, like I said, those volunteers. And if there's a volunteer or a person out there with an especially marketable skill, and they think, you know, maybe I could teach a class on that to the Girl Scouts, we'd love to hear from them and see what we could make happen.
So I think the big question is, when does the cookie program start? When does it end? When can we get our cookies? You know, that I think every year I get so excited for these cookies.
Yeah, absolutely. So our cookie connector will open on February 13th. And that's that site that I was telling you about where you can find Girl Scouts in your area or do that online ordering. And then our public booth sales, so the ones in front of the grocery stores, will be February 26th through March 15th. And you can also look up where those sites are on our website as well.
So if somebody has an option to actually purchase the Girl Scout cookies in person, why would you suggest that they do that versus perhaps using the cookie connector site?
You know, it's really a preference. So if you happen to be out running errands and you're at the grocery store, pick them up then. You know, you get that instant gratification because you're right there and you can take those cookies home and have them that night. But we know that, you know, a lot of people enjoy that convenience of having them delivered to their doorstep. So there's no advantage or disadvantage to our cookie sellers one way or the other.
Yeah, I'm instant gratification. So yeah. I like to get over. I've ordered them in the past and like the week or two or whatever it is waiting for them is horrible because I want my cookies now. And then I order them and then I go to the store and I see them right there. I'm like, should I just buy some more?
Yep. Totally. Yep. That's what we're banking on.
So the cookie program is probably the biggest thing. Can you tell me what you want people to know about the cookie program? Overarching, like how it helps the Girl Scouts. What message do you think people should know about this?
Yeah, so I think one of the important things is that the purchase does directly support Girl Scouts of Western Washington. So like I mentioned, you know, it's funding those troop experiences. It's also funding our organization and our operations to be able to support those girls and volunteers that are out in the community. And so it really is such an important, like you were talking about, program for us because it is our largest fundraiser and it does do so much in terms of helping us in our operation annually. And the other thing that I think is really exciting for this year is that we have a brand new cookie. Oh. And it is called the Explore More, and it is inspired by Rocky Road ice cream. I have had the opportunity to sample it. I highly recommend. It is delicious. And so really excited for our customers to be able to enjoy that this season.
I got to tell you, the tagalongs have always been my favorite. And I'll get like three boxes of them every time. I like the lemon ones too, but the tagalongs for whatever reason. I was just about to ask you if there's any more cookies coming because, I mean, that's always the exciting thing when it kind of builds on itself. So we're not losing any flavors. We're just adding another one.
Yes. Actually, there were a couple that were retired last year, but I'm really excited that the Explore More is taking the place. And, you know, our cookie baker does a ton of market research, and they got a lot of really good feedback on this one. So I think it's going to be a hit.
Yeah. Can I get involved in the market research? What do you think? Yeah, right? Sit in a room
Wouldn't and that be cookies? A fun job?
So you talk about the cookie program being the number one kind of fundraiser and biggest thing that you do throughout the year, but you have other things that you do throughout the year. Can you talk about some of the other events that Girl Scouts host and participate in?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have a really robust partnership with the sports teams here in the Pacific Northwest. And so we do a lot of really fun Girl Scout nights with those sports teams. And those are always really a big hit. We also have a program where we talk about emergency preparedness. And we really make sure that our Girl Scout families feel like they are going to be prepared in the event of a natural disaster. And so we're really just, you know, trying to make sure that our Girl Scouts have a little bit of fun and a little bit of education mixed in to their Girl Scout experience, so that when they go out into the world as young adults, they feel prepared.
Julie, first of all, I can't thank you enough for having this conversation with me. I'm super excited for the new flavor of cookies. Before I let you go, though, what lasting thing would you like people to take away with them after this conversation? What would you like people to think about the Girl Scouts from this moment on?
You know, I think it's that Girl Scouts is more than cookies. And while the cookies are important, it is just one piece of the pie, if you will, of the Girl Scout experience. And so if people are curious and want to know more about what we do and about the impact that our young people have on our community, to check out our website, give us a call to learn more, because we're so much more than cookies. But we also are so grateful to everybody who supports our cookie sale.
And what is the website for specifically the Western Washington Girl Scouts? Or is it just the Girl Scout website?
No, we do have a specific website. So we're Girl Scouts WW, which stands for WesternWashington.com or .org, excuse me, .org.
Perfect. Well, Julie, thank you so much for taking the time to have this conversation. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks so much, Doug.